Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. And it's just you and me. I've got a couple of things I want to talk about. This segment and the next segment both. I've got two different things that I want to talk to you about. The first thing I want to talk about is what's going on out there and with regard to e-business. If you remember, I've told you before that as we have talked about this before, e-business is the basically online, your online business, and the e-business is the term that we've learned from some of our Brain Trust members, e-business is the umbrella. It's the big overarching umbrella for online, for all your online activity. And Anita Rosen, by the way, was the person who explained this to us many years ago. Think about e-business as the overarching umbrella, the mothership, if you want to, the blanket that covers all of your electronic online business. Now, inside of that, underneath all that, there are segments that pop out. The one you know about the most is e-commerce, and that's where people actually buy things from you online. And that's the thing that we often think about, and it often concerns me, because that is the more prominent one. It's also probably the more complicated one for a small business owner to adopt, to put into place. And so maybe it's a little bit unfortunate that's the one that we think about, and that's sort of the mountain or the hill or the wall that we have to go through, however you want to think about an obstacle. We think that's the big thing that we've got to overcome, that without e-commerce, you know, we're nothing. If we can't do that, then why bother? Well, I'm here to tell you that e-commerce is important. Allowing people to buy from you, we're going to talk about it in a second, a little more in a second, but I don't want you to get hung up on that. I don't want you to think of e-commerce first. I want you to think of e-shopping first. I want you to think of having some kind of an online presence. If you already have one, congratulations, but maybe you need to improve it a little bit. Let me give you a statistic. According to the credit card industry, internet sales in general is growing by double digits each year, compared to traditional retail rates, which are growing at single digits. Now, when I talk about e-shopping, when this says internet sales, they're probably talking about people who actually buy online. But what we've also learned is that over half of all shoppers who actually go in a store to buy something are going online before they go in the store to shop around. I do it. You probably do it yourself. So here's the question. Are you giving your own customers the ability to do what you like to do yourself? I dare say very few people listening to my voice right now haven't done some kind of e-shopping. Some kind of noodling around, poking around online, looking for something to you know, looking for what you want, sizes, brands, whatever it may be, whatever it is you might want to be, pricing, sales, whatever, right? You're doing it. Are you? The question I'm going to ask you, I'm not going to presume that you're not doing it, but I am going to ask you to ask yourself, am I providing my customers with this capability? And folks, I'm not just talking about retail. I'm talking about business to business too. Are you affording your customers, your prospects, the same kind of e-shopping capability that you like yourself, that you yourself uses, that, that the statistics show is an increasing activity by people who plan to then later go to the business and pick something out. I saw something recently. One of the home improvement companies will allow you to pick something out online on their website and then go to the store and pick it up in 20 minutes. They'll have it ready for you. Now, how about that for a combination? So remember that it's not just about e-commerce, although that's an important thing for you to think about. But it's also about e-shopping. And e-shopping is nothing more than putting your catalog, the things that you sell, how you sell them, what your guarantees are, customer experiences, whatever information customers, prospects can have, whatever you know, whatever is knowable about what you have, what you sell, how you price it, how you deliver it, when you deliver it, is there a charge, et cetera, et cetera. Think about the things that customers ask you when they come in your store or your business. Think about the things that your salespeople tell customers and prospects when they talk to them. Put all of that online, and here's why. People want that kind of information. They no longer expect to wait till they get to the store to learn things. Remember this. Remember what I've been telling you for about 10 years now? People are valuing their time more than their money. So you may actually be cheaper than somebody else. You may have a better deal than somebody else. But because people are valuing their time more than their money, that means that they may never find you if you're not online, if you're not offering, if you don't offer them the information that they want. They're going to probably go with the people who help them to save time, to get the shopping, the education over with early on, and the night before maybe, and then go in and make their final purchase face-to-face and walk out with your product or have you deliver it. Maybe they call you. I don't know. But folks, never underestimate the power, the increasing demand for customers to want to go to your website and learn everything there is to know, everything that's knowable about you and your products, services, and all the details about them. Think about it. E-shopping, very important. You like it. Ask yourself if you're giving your customers that capability. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.